Joey Savacci, how close were you to not racing? We saw you laying there on ground, grabbing your ankle. It looked pretty serious. I wasn't sure. You weren't faking it, I don't think. How close were you to not racing?
It was definitely pretty close.
Yeah. Twisted it?
Yeah, I supermanned like an idiot and tried to scrub a jump and left my toe out and clipped it and then supermanned. And then it's my foot that I've had surgery on, so my range of motion is basically the equivalent of a concrete pole. And so it landed and then just folded underneath me. But, you know, it was pretty bad. I went and got a Toradol shot asterisk and...
Alpine Stars?
Yep, Alpine Stars. And pretty much was like, hey, I'm going to do this. We're going to do a side lap and see how we feel. So when I put my boots on, went out for the side lap, I was like, okay, I'm not in a great spot, but I've been in worse. So we're going to go. So, yeah, I mean, it was, I don't want to say game time, but mentally I was like, if I go out there and it's miserable, like I'm not going to do myself any good by just circulating.
You got good stars, which helped your case and like kept it from going sideways too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's at that point, like, try to get good starts and let the race come to you. You know, I'm not going to ask too much, and wherever we fall back to is where we fall back to. That's honestly, for me, it's been the hardest thing the last 2 weeks, is just reminding myself that I have the least amount of time to get ready for the series. You know, I'm definitely by far the furthest behind the eight ball. So I have a great team behind me, which helps. But, you know, regardless, the amount of time I have on the bike is less than anybody. So trying to remind myself, hey, like, you can't just expect to show up and be a podium guy, which Red Bud was awesome, but it almost did a little bit of damage because mentally it put me in this place where I'm like, I'm a podium guy now, I need to go that fast. And on a good weekend, we might have the speed. But
you do supermans.
Yes, exactly. And then so then I started biting off more than I can chew. And
this is what you told us at Millville. You were trying to hold off Jay, yeah, and you're like, I can't. Yeah.
I mean, dude, like, those two are, it's unbelievable. They're hauling ass. So, like, Millville was stupid. Why try to hold Chase? I'm not going to just, like, pull over and wave him by. But, like, dude, if dude's running up on me, I'm going to leave him room because, number one, he's in a championship battle. So I'm not going to fuck with that. And secondly, the dude's, like, 2 seconds a lap faster than me in qualifying. Like, I'm not going to hold him behind. Like, okay, so I hold him off there. Was he going to pass me in the next corner? Like, at this point,
30 minutes is too long.
Exactly. Like, I might as well just, when he gets by me, try to hop him behind him and learn something. So, like, that was stupid. But, again, that's all fallen back on getting a good moto at Red Bud and the mentality changes, and that's when I get myself in trouble. So this weekend was, hey, you know, I want to go faster, and I wanted to go faster than I was, but I know that, hey, this is my comfort zone, and this is where I'm at right now.
This is a good place for you, too, if I remember right. Yeah, this is a really good track for you, right?
Yeah, we won here 7-1, and then I think we went 1-8 or 1-9 for, like, third overall one year. So, yeah. I honestly do like this place. It was seemed a little bit weird this year.
So they got all new dirt, and they said it rained a lot in the spring, so the dirt was really wet and really thick, and they dumped it on the track. They said it was, new dirt. Yeah,
and that makes sense. Like I said, I normally do like this place a lot. And I liked it a lot more second moto. I found a pretty good flow. I caught Kenny there at the end with two to go and crashed trying to get him. And Barsha got lost the last lap, pushing back to seventh overall. But, I mean, dude, all in all, like...
And he fell last lap, right?
Well, that's what I heard. Yeah. Maybe he fell and Barsha didn't pass him. But, I mean, all in all, dude, like, I've come to the realization that considering everything, if I can be... 5th, 6th, 7th, like, that's a good weekend for me, and that's the truth. And as hard as that is for me as a racer to tell myself that, I need to start with those goals and knock those out of the way, and then we can build. But, you know, going from, hey, we got 12 days of riding, this is our fourth round, we're on the podium, like, it can't go that fast, because if it does, then why do we spend months training?
Yeah.
You know, like, so, and, you know, if we can throw a get close to the podium again in a moto here or there, like on a weekend and we're feeling really good, that's awesome. But the expectations I have had to lower, and for my mental sanity and
mental well-being,
yes, yeah. And everything else. So, but yeah, it was good.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir.